We want to find out what's happening with the planet. And to do that, we speak to Belinda Medlitsky, and we get the Mother Earth report from her. So we say, good afternoon, Belinda Medlitsky. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing much better after the dreaded Cape Town flu. Thank you.
Belinda, can we please talk about heirloom seeds? What are heirloom seeds?
Right. I don't know if you remember the taste of tomatoes from your youth. And bananas even, thinking back to all the fruits and vegetables, they somehow tasted better, and it's not only to do with nostalgia. What has actually happened is that with the genetic engineering, we have lost the seeds and the diversity of the seeds that we had in the past. And in order to actually offset the risk of global disaster where our seeds could all be completely eliminated, there is a global seed vault in the Arctic.
Right.
That actually collects the heirloom seeds.
Yes, it's one of the most heavily protected sites in the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so why the heirloom seeds are so important is that this initiative can also help third world countries to gain sustainability in creating organic crops. And so that seed vault in Norway that is safeguarding our future, where the grains could even survive for thousands of years, other seeds for hundreds. In addition to that, we have other heirloom seed banks that are distributing these seeds at vastly reduced prices to third world countries, to those that have been stuck with this incredibly difficult situation. We know that there are farmers in India who have actually committed suicide over the genetically modified seeds that are sterile. So you have, you know, your one season of seeds, and then the next you cannot reuse your seed.
Well, I mean, Belinda, isn't that one of the biggest lies ever told by companies like Monsanto? Is, you know, where they're talking about food security, but it's not food security to use genetically modified, because these are not plants that will naturally reproduce from the seeds that they have. That's not food security. It means that you are just locked into purchasing seeds and your next year's crop from this company that is producing the seeds.
Pardon the pun, that is it in a nutshell. So food security is, there is a complete illusion, and they're not promoting preservation of biodiversity, because of course that's not in their best interest at all, the companies such as Monsanto. And so the heirloom seed banks need to distribute open pollinated seeds of the heirloom varieties of the vegetables and the grains. We spoke a few weeks back about guerrilla gardening. And maybe we should take this a step further. Go and see if you still have grandparents or parents who have got vegetable gardens that have been there since your childhood. Maybe your true wealth will come from harvesting those seeds or making cuttings of those plants.
Yeah. Belinda, I don't want to run out of time. Can we please talk about the climate checkup?
This is absolutely crucial, especially since you were speaking about Angela Merkel's comments earlier, because the Scripps Institute have just taken readings in Hawaii that have shown us something beyond alarming. This is supposed to be an absolute climate emergency wake-up, in that for the first time in human history, we have got CO2 levels that are 415 parts per million. And what this means, even with their mathematical calculations that show that these levels have not been this high for at least 3 million years, what it means is that we're going to go back to something similar to the Pliocene period, where it was much hotter than now. And what that will mean for us is that sea levels could rise even more rapidly than we have been expecting. What we're doing is we're cooking and choking ourselves, because the carbon dioxide traps heat. And we know that this measured upward trend of atmospheric carbon concentration lies at the heart of the global warming crisis. And I believe that the way, well, everything is holistic in life, and the domino effect or the butterfly effect works every single time. I'm wondering that whether the next wave of activism or of terrorism is going to become eco-terrorism, because the next generation is becoming increasingly desperate, because they are aware now that science supports that their future, their near future, is in jeopardy.
Yeah. You know, it's so interesting. I was speaking to one of our correspondents, a guy by the name of Avi Yorish, a little while ago. I think it was a few weeks ago. And he was actually saying, he's a brilliant, brilliant thinker, as are all of our correspondents. But he was actually saying that Israel has actually worked out where in the world to plant trees, and it's just either north or south of the equator. If you had to plant trees in a band around that area, then you would actually be able to sort out climate change in 20 years, Belinda. And nobody's talking about it.
I did not know about that, and that is incredibly heartening. Please do send me the research on this, because we definitely need to promote it.
Yeah.
You will be particularly alarmed to hear, if you have not already seen the other news about the American diver who has just broken the record for the deepest submarine dive ever.
Gosh.
Who has found plastic at the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
So everything we've been speaking about all of these months and into last year is now coming to light and being amplified from those trees that need to be planted, the solutions to be found, the plastics that we've spoken about ad nauseum. Imagine in the Mariana Trench, the deepest point of the ocean on our Earth, that this diver found a new species. The yep. plastic bag and candy wrappers.
I want to know how my trash is getting from my bin past the compactor, past the landfills, and how it's ending up in the ocean. Let's have that conversation. How is it getting there in the first place? Don't tell me not to use straws. I want to know how my straw is ending up there. Because, you know, if I had to poison somebody's water or somebody's food, I would be prosecuted and I would be put in jail. And maybe it's time that we treat corporates who pollute exactly the same way.
I agree with you 100%, and so would Victor Vescovo, who traveled 35,800 feet under the ocean to encounter plastic bags. I don't know if it's the currents. How does the current get a plastic bag to the bottom of the ocean? What you brought up now is a very, very interesting question that we don't usually think about. We're very horrified by how that happens, but the mechanics of something getting to such a depth, I'm not sure of.
Yeah. Belinda, I actually preferred it when you were talking about naked people on beaches as part of climate change.
At least you have brought that positivity into the conversation today about the planting of the trees, and that certainly, the thought uplifts me.
Thank you very much, Belinda Medlitsky, the Mother Earth Report. We look forward to speaking to you next week.
Bye.
Keep up the good work. Take care. Bye-bye. Yeah, how do you think our garbage is ending up in the sea? When I put my garbage, you know, I pay rates and taxes, I pay for my garbage to be disposed responsibly. It goes into landfills, as far as I'm aware. How is it ending up in the sea? Who is polluting the oceans? Let's have that conversation. You want to join in the conversation? I would love you to. 34519, that's a text line, or 061-895-1019. That's WhatsApp or Telegram.